Ron, I think you and I have had the same disagreement with our wives.
Yeah.
About parenting. How did you put it? You told me off air that you agree, you disagree about the sentence.
Right, the length of the sentence. If the kids are misbehaving, a frequent tactic is to ground them. It can either be like, well, nowadays it would be grounding them from their cell phone would be the biggest punishment you could do.
Sure.
But back in the day, there wasn't a cell phone, so might be grounding them from using the computer or just grounding them by making them stay at home in their room. You know, you can have variations. But Dana is the type of woman that gets very emotional. And when she fires up enough to be passing out groundings, it's likely to be the rest of your life. And it's, you know, I have to talk her off the ledge and say, look, you know, a day or two is probably good, but you want to leave yourself some room there.
If it's this punishment is for you too, if it's forever.
Right.
Exactly.
Wow.
She once said something about, you know, you're walking around this house. This is my house. You eat that food. This is my food. Take a deep breath. That's my air.
Yes.
You can see how she gets fired up.
Take a deep breath.
Yes.
Joe and Cindy Farini are with us. Cindy, have you ever given that speech before? Reminded them it's your air they're breathing?
Never. That is a good line.
So who was the one who would try to ground them for the rest of their lives? Was that you or Joe? I feel like it might have been you, Cindy. Yeah.
No, I don't think either one of us ever did that, did we?
No, we knew better than that.
Yeah, like, you know, like Daria said, and I said last time, it's just you're punishing yourself sometimes, right, too, when you do things like that. So there were other ways, I think, that we managed those things. And, you know, sometimes you do it the right way, and then sometimes you learn and you do it the right way the next time.
That's right.
It is a learning experience all the way through.
For all of us, yeah.
So how did you two come onto the same page when it came to discipline? Did you have to talk about it?
Well, you know, I first of all, Joe was gone a lot with working, and so I would have to be the disciplinarian at home. And I would have to say, we didn't talk about this, but this would be an interesting thing to hear what he had to say. I would say, of the two of us, I was probably more the disciplinarian.
Yeah, there's no question about it.
You know, he wasn't here, but then also, I think he's more the softy. I taught high school, so I didn't put up with a lot. You know, so I knew what was coming down the pike when I remember the kids that I had in high school, which many of them were great, but some of them you just couldn't take a lot. You had to really sort of rein them in if you were going to have any kind of control in the classroom. And so I knew with my own children, I didn't want them to be like all crazy and running around and being, you know, disrespectful, and really more character things, I think, would be the issue. But I would say I was more the disciplinarian. And my goal, and I know both of our goals, but of course I was home the longer period of time of the day. My goal was, of course, to use the Bible as a handbook. That would be the main goal. I want to do what God says in his word for my children. Did I do it perfectly all the time? I'm sure I didn't. But we wanted to build character in our children and have them be able to think about things in different ways and it be a matter of their character. And then really recognizing we wanted to raise them to adults. So we want to lead them to God. We want them to know how to love God, how to serve God. And I think when you have the basis of some of those things, then that becomes being on the same page in your marriage. How you play that out might look differently. And we can talk about that in some of the points that we want to bring up. One would be, you know, do we want to punish our child or restore them? And the other is, do we want to protect them or prepare them? So I think, you know, when you have that basis, that groundwork, that I just said, you know, God's word, building character, raising kids to adults, and then leading them to God, I think you have a good foundation for a start.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Now, should we, I mean, how do you recommend couples approach discipline in terms of punishment versus restoration?
Well, for me, I like to look at punishment as something where you, out of your own, you're kind of upset or angry. And so you're the one who's mad at them. And then you're punishing them for something that they did, which is not always a bad thing, but you can't do it out of anger. You have to do it out of a practicality and, again, out of God's word. But I think what happens when you do a lot of punishing, you provoke the child to anger. The way that we want to do it instead of punishing is to restore them and to use love and affection, but in firmness. You just can't be all mushy all the time. You have to be firm. You have to tell them what you expect. But I think when you punish them, and whether that's spanking or grounding or yelling at them or whatever, that can cause them to be rebellious. When you love them and show them affection, but the way you're doing that is you're giving them direction, you're giving them guidance, you're giving grace. And when you do that, I think there's more ability toward restoration. And I have some other points too, but I think maybe Joe would like to add a few things.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think that, you know, when we think about parenting, what we bring to parenting is our lives. And what are those things that are most important to you? And for Cindy and I mean, it was a non-negotiable for us. Disciple making and discipleship was going to be a way of life for us. And so we just carried that right over into parenting. And so it was really, I think, one of those most important motives for me was when it came to parenting, that I wanted to pass on to my children a living faith, you know, one that they would be, you know, begin to understand just how significant and how important having a purpose in life was all about, and how we want to help them live for Jesus. And that's not going to happen unless we are modeling that type of a lifestyle for them. So I think, you know, clearly our discipline of our children really is an overflow of one's life. And so the question comes down to, and I don't want to over-spiritualize this too much, but, you know, how does God treat us when we mess up? Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have to think of the fact that his love for us is unconditional, and that's exactly the type of love we need to have for our children. So our intention should always be to restore our children to a right relationship with us and with the Lord.
We've been having a conversation with Joe and Cindy Farini with My Marriage Matters about parenting on the same page, whether or not you're punishing or restoring. And you've been talking about restoration as a model of the gospel, really, for our children, yeah?
Yeah, I think that's really important. And, you know, we talk about not wanting our children to be rebellious, so we want to direct them, guide them, give them grace. But also, you know, we don't want to be reactive. We want to be responsive. So if we're reactive and we're just always, you know, on them because they did something wrong, we're not really being intentional about how we're disciplining them or how we're teaching them or how we're modeling to them. Sometimes I think children do that just to get attention. They want us to react. And so the more that we're intentional and responsive to them, the better I think it will be. We don't want it to be negative for punishment. We want it to be positive for restoration. And I use this example, and I don't know what a lot of people do these days in terms of discipline, but I didn't really want to spank my children a lot, but I also realized that there is value in getting their attention. And so I remember one time Christina wanted to, she was little, really little, 18 months maybe, just learning to walk and everything. She was going to step on a toy. Back in the day, it was like a computerized toy, but nothing like we have now, right? But yeah. I looked at her and I said, if you step on that, because, you know, these children understand pretty early a lot more than we may give them credit for. So she picked up her foot and she was going to step on it. And I said, if you step on that, I'm going to spank your bottom. Now, she still had a diaper on. It wasn't like she was, you know, without all that padding. And she looked at me square in the eyes, picked up her foot, and landed it right on that toy. So I gave her bottom a little tap, and she ran around. We had a colonial at the time, so she ran all the way around through the family room, front entrance, dining room, came right back and looked at me, picked up her foot. And I said, if you do that again, I'm going to spank you harder. Well, she did it, and I gave her a little heart attack.
Christina, now, what a naughty girl. I thought that'd be a Kathleen move.
Can you even imagine? I know. That's why I love telling Christina stories, because people never believe it, because she's just a very, very sweet person. Kathleen's a sweet person, too, but she has more...
A little spicier.
A little spicier, yeah. Yeah. She probably has a little of her mom, and I think Christina has a little of her dad. But the important... And that happened three times, to where then at the end she came back and she sat on my lap and she cried. I didn't hit her very hard, but she cried. And I just hugged her and I said, you know, when I tell you not to do something, I really mean it. And I love you enough to want you to learn to obey. And I don't think I ever... I can't think of a time I ever had to discipline her in that way again. And it wasn't out of my anger. It was out of a teaching mode. And so you want to have that teachable moment. You know, you want to be in that mindset. Now, did I ever discipline outside of that? I can tell you I probably did, because we're not perfect. But, you know, we need to be as intentional as we can and want to do the right thing for our children.
And Joe, do you have anything to add to that, or should we shove on here to life skills?
Let's go to life skills.
Yeah, because, you know, and like, to me, when I saw this idea of are you in agreement about life skills and such, like for me, I think about how Sarah and I, without saying much, developed a united philosophy on even just how to approach school. Like some families, it's like you need to get an A, and you need, and if you get a B, you get this consequence. You get a C. For us, it was just do your best, not be the best, and that became kind of a thing we stuck with. That became our family mantra, for lack of a better term. Is that kind of what you're referring to here? Are you talking more about like teaching them life skills to survive, like laundry and such?
All of the above.
Yeah. Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, I think it's important as early on as you can is begin to think about the future and think about, you know, someday you're going to leave a legacy. And it's, again, it's you don't want to over-spiritualize too much at this point, at least in our little conversation here. But the reality is that, you know, someday those children are going to leave our home and they're going to have to learn to confront and face the challenges of their day. And so my visual that I use is that I like to think of my disciplining as I have this baton of information in my hand, in my life, that I want to pass on to them. And, you know, as a former track guy who ran a lot of relay races, I can tell you that the most important part of a relay race is the exchange of that baton from one runner to the next runner. And dropping that baton almost guarantees that you're going to lose that race, or at least the next run is going to have a difficult time making up for that lost time. Well, you know, we in our parenting, you know, when we pass, what we pass on to our children is a baton of information. And they're going to have to face the challenges of the day with that baton. And so, you know, I don't know about you, but when I was running a race, I didn't run the race to take second place. I ran to win.
That's right.
You know, yeah. And the same is true when it comes to parenting. When, you know, we want to be winners for Jesus, and we want our children to be winners for Jesus as well. And that doesn't just happen. It's going to require us as parenting passing on to them what I call, again, this baton of information successfully to our children.
Yeah, and I would just add, too, you know, there's a great book by Tim and Joy Downs. It's called One of Us Must Be Crazy, and I Think It's You. And it was about conflict, but a lot of it had to do with conflict in terms of your parenting. And one example, and I may not paraphrase this as nicely as they put it in their book, but as my remembrance of it a long time ago when I read it, like, just say that you're teaching your child to ride a bike, and dad wants the helmet off and mom wants the helmet on. Well, what is the underneath reason for that? Well, if that were in Joe and I, Joe would be like, oh, go have fun, get on your bike and take a good ride. And my thought would be, oh my goodness, don't fall off the bike and hit your head. Don't hurt yourself, you know? So we come from things at a different angle. So when we're preparing our children, we do want to protect them, but we also want to protect them in prepare them in realistic ways. And so we need sometimes to take a look at our own lives, our own parenting, and what is behind what we're teaching our children. There were times where, you know, we didn't let our kids do certain things because we didn't think they were able or capable or they should. And sometimes we look back at that and we regret and we think, oh, what would have mattered if they went horseback riding or, you know, did, you know, water skiing. I'm just giving examples. Let them learn, let them be prepared. And so in our thinking, we want to do things in a way that brings around their best behavior, but with their heart being in a right attitude, not just being compliant. You know, we've seen kids, and I taught high school, so I know when you see those kids and they go, you know, yes, Mrs. Farini, you know, and you know inside they're like, as soon as I walk out of this door, whatever you just told That's me, right. I'm not paying attention. So in our parenting our children and in protecting them and preparing them, we wanted a right heart attitude over, you know, other behaviors.
Yes.
That's good.
It's very good.
Absolutely.
Well, we're just about out of time here. Again, Joe and Cindy Farini with My Marriage Matters have been part of this conversation here. If folks want to connect with you and learn more about your ministry, how can they do that?
Well, we would love to have them come to My Marriage Matters, and that would be on Facebook. And we have a new episode today for our at 9 o'clock. We'll be posting that, and you'll have to come and see what it is. But we have one last week, and we have one this week, so we're going to continue that for a while. It's about how to help your marriage, whether it's for the husband or the wife or for the marriage. And then we just want to mention, too, that October 6th, we're going to be speaking at Pathway Church, and we're going to have just a little outreach there, and it's going to be a beautiful dinner and just a quick little message, and we'd love to have people come out if they're interested. You can look that up on My Marriage Matters as well.
Wonderful. And before we say goodbye, my mind keeps going, Joe, to how your daughter, Kathleen, for those who don't know, we were on the air together here for years. One of my favorite stories from her is that you didn't have any athletes in the family. So what you would do is when you were driving her to like the first performance of Anne of Green Gables or something as a right. little actress, you'd crank up Eye of the Tiger.
That's right.
I just That's love right. that. She's back in her little dress. And
yeah, I mean, it was just one way of basically, you know, passing on to them my inner feelings of always winning, you know, going on there and doing the best you can. And that's what I did.
Yeah, do the best you can. Be number one in what you're doing. You don't have to outshine everybody else. You just do what God wants you to do, and you will shine when you do that.
That's right.
That's great stuff. Good. And an epic dad move. I may have to borrow that at some point. Thanks, you two. Okay. Always enjoy our time with you.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.